sing hymn number 1130, hymn 294. O thou that knowest almighty word, the glorious light from darkness strong, thy quickening influence afford, and filled with power, the Jesus Christ. Thank you.
The book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. In the times of this good godly prophet, Israel had greatly erred from the ways of God. They had turned largely to idolatry and to mere formality in their religion. But notwithstanding all their sins and their evil ways, God gave them exceedingly good counsel. And a mercy it is when he gives to sinners grace to receive and to believe that good counsel which he gives. And when there is that spirit of humble obedience yielded to the commands and the exhortations of God, 'tis the sweet obedience of living faith that saves the never dying soul. Now, in our text, there is a thus saith the Lord, and that which follows after a thus saith the Lord is of very, very great importance. And so we may be sure that that which is in our text this evening is very, very important. Now these people of old, though God spake to them and exhorted them as he did, yet they were so sunken in their sins, they were in such an awful and terrible state, but they said, we will not walk therein, as stubborn as a mule, yea worse. And my friends, that stubbornness and that disobedience is still in poor sinners. Oh, how many have sat and heard the word of God lovingly and faithfully proclaimed, but have said, let me have the world and the things of the world. Others can have their religion. How many, when they've had their natural ability and liberty, have gone into the ways of the world. Now the Lord says in our text, stand ye in the ways. Various things may be contained in these few words. For one thing, we stand in the way of life, and we are hastening through life to a never-ending eternity. We cannot possibly escape it. A mercy if we stand in the ways of God, and the dear Lord bless them to us. Otherwise, they will do us no good at all. I believe as God's dear people grow older, they feel more and more the need of the teaching, instruction, and revelation of the Holy Spirit. Sad to stand so far in the ways, and yet there be no response in our hearts to the truth. And these few words may apply to our providential pathways. Those ways are sometimes very perplexing to us, and we may not know even sometimes what to do or which way to go. We seem in a turmoil. We seem as if we cannot move and yet cannot keep going. That's where you may feel you are standing this evening. You know not what to do. You know not which way to look. You may inwardly fear if you move, you may depart further from the Lord. That is a good word. In all thy ways, acknowledge him in providence and in grace. Now, we were reading this evening of the children of Israel who had that miraculous deliverance from Egypt. It may well be they thought everything will go on smooth, comfortably now. But they find themselves completely hemmed in. And I thought, you know, part of that chapter we read made sad reading. Oh, how soon they lost their faith. How soon they were ready to complain to godly Moses, and even to look back to Egypt and considered it better with them there than in their present circumstances. no calling upon God, no seeking his help at this time, but just standing in that trying way, really grumbling and repining. But the Lord did speak to his servant Moses, spoke silently, I believe, to his heart. And that good man said to these people, as they were standing in their ways, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now that's hard to do when the way may be rough and thorny, or when naturally we may see some way of escape. It isn't an easy thing to stand in the way and to stand still. I do not mean by saying that to take a fatalistic view of things and just merely saying what is to be will be, but for a graciously exercised soul to stand still is very difficult. But that may be most profitable unto them. I have thought sometimes of Ruth, wonderfully brought up out of the land of Moab, and certain things seem to be moving favorably towards her. But a good mother-in-law, Naomi, gave her good advice as she was standing in the way. Sit still, my daughter, and see how the matter will fall. Don't put your hand to it, Ruth. Leave that out of it. Don't try and achieve things yourself. Leave the Lord to work them out for you. Now, looking back tonight, perhaps we have stood in the ways and we have not known what to do. Take the case of good Jehoshaphat. Once in particular, I certainly did stand in the ways and I did not know what to do. And it doesn't do a person any harm, child of God any harm, to be brought into a state and condition like this. But as I was greatly troubled, came wonderfully to me, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up unto thee, O God the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the ways, couldn't do anything. Our mercy to be brought there sometimes. We read in the 107th Psalm, and they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their distresses. Oh, it is a mercy when we stand in the ways and are enabled quietly and reverently to lift up our eyes unto the Lord. And the Lord wonderfully appeared for his servant Jehoshaphat. as he stood in the ways. Reading the other night about Elisha and his servant, when the young man got up in the morning, found out they were surrounded by enemies. Oh, he goes to Elisha and he says, "Alas, master, what shall we do? It's all up with us now." So it seemed. But the good prophet said, "Lord, open the young man's eyes." And the Lord did. And he saw they were surrounded by God's host, safe and secure. Probably the young man would never forget that. You may have stood in the way sometimes and said, "Alas, master, what shall we do?" My mind also went during the day to God's people in the time of Esther, when Haman seemed to be carrying everything before him. Didn't seem any good. They're trying to do anything. No, naturally, it seemed impossible. But good Mordecai stood in the way. And he gave remarkably good advice to Esther and to her maids. And so they fasted and sought the Lord. And the Lord granted them a most remarkable deliverance. Whoso is wise will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. They were to ask for the old paths. My dear friends, there will never be anything new in God's religion. Many innovations there are with men, and Shad and Shalom are their departings from the old paths, from the good way. I say there will be nothing new with God. Nothing whatever. And however fair some religious paths may seem, they are pleasing to man's poor fallen nature, bring no honour, no glory to that great God. Be a sad thing to miss the old paths, won't it? All others, they lead astray, how fair soe'er they seem. What a mercy if we are asking for the old paths this evening. Let us look as helped, one or two of these old paths. And the other day, meditating a little upon things, I thought of good old John Warburton, John Kershaw, good Philpott. They walked in the old paths. They stood firm in their day. They were not liked by some, but you know, it soon won't matter. what man may think of us, will it? Those good ministers, they ask for the old paths, the good way, and they walk therein. And the old path, no doubt, is prayer. But it isn't easy to walk in this old path. Some people, I am afraid, are very pleased with their so-called prayers. Well, they're not walking in the old path. To walk in this, my friends, I believe we shall have to pray for prayer. We shall have to pray, Lord, teach me how to pray. Those of us who have to pray in public, or do we not sometimes feel there is a secret place of the Most High, and that's what we long for, to feel closed to the world, to feel that great God in heaven lends a listening ear to a poor, weak, unworthy sinner. Sweet path, my dear friends, to walk in, a wonderful path. And those who are taught truly how to pray will have their prayers answered in God's own time and way. The old path is faith, God-given faith, that which is just opposite to reason. And where God gives faith, there will be a conflict in that sinner's heart. But you may be sure of this. As you read in Hebrews 11, the old path is faith. The saints have walked in it in all ages. And true faith is the gift of God. Oh, what the prayer of faith has done, as some have stood in the ways and have asked for the old paths, have been enabled to commit their bewilderments into the hands of the dear Lord. You know, my dear friends, if we knew more of the real value of that faith that enables a sinner to pray, it wouldn't be anything for you and for me to do. We should leave things with the Lord, then. We have that set forth in the Scriptures on many occasions. But what a mercy to be asking for the old paths and praying for grace that we may walk in them. And the old path is love. Right the way through the Scriptures, we see this. There are several kinds of love. There is one real, true, spiritual love, which God gives to his dear people, and a sweet path to walk in. I was trying to think recently how extraordinary it is, how wonderful, far beyond all explanation, that great, that infinitely great and holy God against whom we have sinned, who might justly consign us to everlasting ruin, should put love in our unworthy hearts, and with that love enable us to love him. Have you ever walked in this path? Can you look round about, some of you, and say, the Lord has blessed you and favoured you to walk in this blessed path of love. Now, you know, it isn't just saying that we love the Lord. Plenty of professors would automatically say that. It's not loving in word, is it? Bunyan said it's the practic part that counts in religion. And I believe that's true. If we profess to love the Lord and walk contrary to him, we are hypocrites. We are deceived. But oh, to feel that wondrous love sweetly overpower us and conquer us and constrain us to walk in the ways of God. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Wonderful testimony that. But there is one more thing that lies upon my mind regarding the old path and the good way, and that is this. It is the dear Lord Jesus himself. He says in the 14th of John, I am the way. Remarkable words. And my friends, he is the only way to heaven. I believe God's dear people sometimes feel very perplexed, very perturbed in their minds. They feel the workings of their own wicked hearts. And yet faith points out this old path, this good way. And the sinner says, well, I must have grace to overcome all this belief, all this opposition there is within me. I must know Christ, and I must be found in him. Oh, can we say tonight we've seen this? And there has been that wrestling prayer, that we might truly feel we are in that good way, very narrow way, Jesus says. And it is a narrow way. Everything else has to go. I'm sure it does. It did with the Apostle Paul. But you know, this is where you will find rest and ye shall find rest for your souls. Whilst there is some uncertainty regarding our standing, until we get by precious faith near to Jesus, until we walk in that blessed path of sweet forgiveness, there isn't real rest. There isn't real peace. Perhaps some poor thing tonight feels there's some uncertainty about their religion. Shall I be found right at last? Shall I see the Lord's face with joy? Oh, you say, I have many doubts and fears. My little faith gets so tried. Well now, if the dear Holy Spirit was to lead you in this good way and enable you to walk therein and to feel for a few moments your life is hid with Christ in God, to have a few moments sweet communion and fellowship with the Lord Jesus in this good way, then you would find rest. Sweet rest for your poor, weary soul. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, my dear friends, it's asking and walking in the old paths, in the good way, that alone will lead us to find this true and this spiritual rest. Why? When a poor sinner gets to the dear Lord Jesus and gets from him what they so much feel to need, a word from him, a word about their sins, a word about his suffering for them, a word about their latter end, that it shall be well with them. These people find a blessed rest. Oh, haven't some of us found it a few times in our pilgrimage? And what a sweet path that is to walk in, to feel everything made right by the precious blood of Jesus between our souls and God, made right forever and ever. Now, that's finding rest for our souls. Oh, wonderful rest, blessed rest for a poor, weary sinner. Well, there are the old paths. There is a good way which the Lord has set forth in his holy word. And he does say this, if ye love me, keep my commandments. If ye love me. What a solemn state to be in, to have no love to God, no love to the dear Lord Jesus. Must any of us leave this little building tonight and say we are strangers to the love of the Blessed Trinity? We're in a sad, sad state. But oh, what a mercy to feel that love flowing within. And you know, that love does call for sacrifice. And the mercy it is when we are unable to make it. When there is a walking in the good way, the way of obedience. I know full well that no outward things or outward observations will take us to heaven. But you know, it's very sacred to feel that love flowing into our hearts and constraining us and enabling us to walk obediently before the Lord, and in that good way and in that blessed path, God's dear people, they find rest for their souls. Sometimes, you know, they're tossed about for a long time regarding walking in these ways. Various excuses come, various temptations, maybe of putting things off. But oh, when the Lord's time comes to fill us in his heart with his love, to sweetly overcome the sinner, that sinner will then walk lovingly, willingly, in the paths of obedience, and there they find rest. They have the Lord's blessing resting upon them. I'll never forget one night after I'd been before the church, I felt here would I find a settled rest, whilst others go and come, no more a stranger nor a guest, but like a child at home. Very sacred, very wonderful. Ah, its love constrains us to take up our cross and to follow the meek and lowly Jesus. This do, not by man's command, this do in remembrance of me. Well, I haven't said much from a good text, but I may have said sufficient. If the Lord bless it and enable us to see and enable us to ask for the old paths, the old path, you know, isn't the world and religion. It's what people want today. As much of the world as they can have, and religion too. Well, that's not the good old path. The good old path says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if we are favored to know Jesus and to walk in him, we shall not want the world. If he sanctifies us by his grace, this world will be a poor place to us. Sure it will. If he gives us a good hope for heaven, it will far excel all this world can give. May we be enabled to ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein and find rest for our souls. As we said at the beginning, these people said no. Though the Lord spoke to them so graciously, so mercifully, they said, we will not walk therein. What an awful response. And I suppose, you know, thousands and thousands have responded like that when the Lord's servants have preached. May it not be so with us. Amen.
Collier will preach here on Monday and next week. Let's go to hymn number 1003, June 853. Oh, that the Lord will guide my ways to keep his statutes still. Oh, that my God will grant me grace to know and do his will. Hymn 1003, June 853.
Thank you.
gracious and merciful God, hear and answer the petitions in our closing hymn for our never dying souls, and we shall walk in the good way and reach heaven. Take us now beneath thy care and keeping. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us each. Amen.